Hare Krishna. Today's question is from Bhakta Nicholas. He says, is there a chance, and how could it be possible, for ISKCON to go back again to that standard that sannyas is given to young devotees and also Brahmin threads as it was in the early days? How far or close are we to returning to that good standard in Krishna consciousness? No, we're not going to be going back to the very, very original standard. We're far away from that, and with good reason and with good result. When Srila Prabhupada boarded the boat in Calcutta, he was certainly well aware that his time was limited. He was already 69 years old. And especially when he had two heart attacks aboard the boat, and later on he also suffered from heart attack, Prabhupada himself said that his days are numbered. And yet he had to establish a Krishna consciousness movement that would stand the test of time, and therefore he had to do the needful. It was a race against time. So Srila Prabhupada established the renounced order of life. He gave sannyas to devotees who were in their 20s and 30s, mostly in their 20s. And devotees who hadn't gone through a natural grihastha ashram, devotees who hadn't necessarily proven themselves as lifelong celibates or brahmacharis. And the result of that was that many of those devotees who Srila Prabhupada gave sannyas to, either during his time or thereafter, gave up their vows of celibacy, gave up their vows of sannyas. But Prabhupada achieved this purpose. Some sannyasi stayed. He established the importance of the sannyas ashram. Since then, the GBC and the sannyas ministry has moved forward and raised the bar, quite considerably raised the bar. Sannyasis need to be older. They should have gone through a healthy grihastha ashram. In other words, they should have conducted themselves in a successful way as husbands and fathers. Or if they didn't go through the grihastha ashram, they should really have a clear track record as celibate brahmacharis who are both strict in the brahmachari ashram and yet at the same time balanced in terms of their outlook. The sannyasis should also be learned. They should learn the scriptures. They should therefore at least pass Bhakti Shastri, which is really sort of a minimum. And so either in their 40s or 50s, then they would be more suited once having been under observation by the sannyas ministry for anywhere from 3 to 5 years, generally. Then, by the decision of the GBC body, they could be awarded sannyas. And the statistics speak for themselves. I don't have them all here, so I'm just speaking from memory. But at least 50% of those devotees who Srila Prabhupada personally gave sannyas to didn't remain in the sannyas ashram, either during Srila Prabhupada's time or thereafter. However, for instance, in the last 10 or 12 years or 15 years, when the sannyas ashram was really following the progress of sannyas candidates and setting down the proper standards for devotees taking sannyas, there's only one person left the sannyas ashram, which I think is down to a percentage of about 3 or 5%. So that's real success, and that's what we want. After all, sannyasis are meant to be the gurus of the entire Krishna conscious society. And so we want them to be ideal examples, and we want them to inspire others to move forward, either officially or within their hearts, towards the path of renunciation. As far as brahmanas are concerned, similarly, Srila Prabhupada gave devotees brahman initiation, especially as he was installing deities around the world, deities that need to be worshipped by Brahmins. But even in Srila Prabhupada's time, Prabhupada noticed that sometimes these Brahmins wouldn't chant Gayatri, that they became negligent, that they gave up their vows and didn't remain in brahminical life or even Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada, on occasion, gave instruction that he wanted the temple presidents to be more vigilant when recommending people for initiation, especially second initiation, and he wanted Brahmins really to live up to the standard, to be fixed in chanting their rounds, to be really solid, tried and tested devotees, to be rising or preferably in the mode of goodness. And that standard is being fine-tuned even to the present day. So will we go back to that original standard that Srila Prabhupada started with? No, no, it's not something that's desirable, to that good standard. Well, it was good then because that was doing the needful. It's what Srila Prabhupada needed to do. But it's not something that we want to be the ongoing standard that will be a real success story, both for the individuals involved as well as for the Krishna consciousness movement. And that's it for today. Hare Krishna.